Hope you're settling in okay. I wanted to send you a little something. I know you're not happy about being in the middle of nowhere, especially when the reception is so bad we can't even have real phone calls. But your loving, gorgeous wife came up with a workaround. I am going to email you a video every Friday. That way you have something to look forward to at the end of the week. What to talk about? Oh, I started listening to these sleep aid tapes that your dad gave me. What can I say? I just felt wrong sleeping in a bed without you. Your dad is real sweet. He's been a big help to me since you left. I mean, yeah, his eyes linger on my boobs and butt every now and then. And obviously, I don't like that. But I don't think it happens nearly as often as you say it does. And after all the help he's given us since we got married, I'm willing to ignore when his eyes linger a little too long. But yeah, that's all I have to say today. See you next week. Well, not see you, but you get what I mean. Love you. Bye. Mwah. Hey, honey. I got your email. Glad to hear that your first week went well. Kind of stinks that you don't have your own camera. But you were always better at typing out your words anyway. Not too much to tell you about this week. But I don't think I'm going to get used to not having you around before you get back. I am bonding with your dad a bit more, though. He's even started coming to the gym with me. I mean, I knew he used to coach for, like, every sport that you can coach for. But I don't think that it really clicked until I was actually getting coached from him. Between his coaching and his focus tapes, I've made more progress this past week than I have in the past month. Oh yeah, he gave me another set of tapes to listen to while I work out. They really work wonders. I just put in my headphones, play them, and it's like everything except his voice fades away. It feels so good to just follow his instructions. I feel like I'm so much more productive under his lead. I will admit, though, I feel like his peepers are on high alert while I'm at the gym. I mean, you know how tight my workout shorts are, and I still haven't found a sports bra that can completely handle my boobs, you know? I've noticed that he really likes the view of me on the treadmill. I need to talk to him about it, I know. But somehow I just keep forgetting. I'll do it one of these days. I promise. Sorry for the awkward ending. Love you, honey. Bye. Hey, honey. I know what you're thinking. Why is my wife dressed in a skimpy little maid outfit? Well, you see, your dad and I made a bet about how many squats I could do at once, and I lost. So now I have to be your dad's maid for a week. I'm doing all the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, the whole nine yards. It's honestly not that bad. The only issue is, of course, the outfit. When your dad was ordering the costume, I specifically told him I was an E-cup, but the maid costume that he got barely covers my boobs. I feel like they're gonna bounce out if I stretch or jump just a little bit. At least the skirt covers what it needs to, as long as I don't bend over too far. But enough about that. Let's talk about... Coming, sir! Sorry, honey. I gotta go. I love you. Bye. Hey, honey. I know you said in your last email not to make any more bets with your dad. And you were right. He was being really weird and creepy with that last bet. I really wanted to try and get back at him. So I made another bet. And I'm kind of only allowed to wear bikinis around the house now. I know what you're thinking. But that was actually one of the tamest prizes he took. I made a few bets with him. I don't know why, but I just can't seem to say no when he challenges me to a bet. Or turn down whatever he wants his prize to be, when I think about it. For example, when he gets home, I have to greet him on my knees at the door. Or I have to, "Hello, sir. What is it?" "Oh, I'm recording a video message for my husband."
"Right away, sir."
"Sorry, honey. I gotta go."
"Honey, something's wrong.
I think that your dad is doing something to me. I keep catching myself sticking out my chest or staying bent over longer when he's looking at me. I keep forgetting my bikini tops when I greet him at the door, no matter how hard I try to remember them. I can't even remember the last time I left the house. I tried to leave last night while he slept, and I just couldn't. I tried to open the front door and my arm wouldn't reach out. I just stood there for 10 minutes. I was terrified of what he'd do to me if he caught me. Please, honey, please come save me."
"Sir, what are you doing up?"
"No, I wasn't doing anything, sir."
"Yes, master, I will obey." "Yes, master, I will come with you to receive my final conditioning."
"Hey, honey, how are you doing? I know you've been really worried about me. All those emails you've been sending me just get more and more desperate. And I haven't sent you a video in, what, 3 weeks? Sorry about that. But Master has just been keeping me so busy lately. I haven't had the time to reach out. Speaking of Master, that's actually why I'm making you this last video. Master decided to give you one last thing to remember me by. Okay, first things first. The outfit. You like it?" "Yep, it's my old high school cheerleading uniform. It's Master's favorite outfit of mine. He really loves how he can just pop it up and pop my titties out in one fell swoop. Honestly, I love that about it too. I can give him a tit fuck without having to really take off anything. It is such a time saver. Plus, having my hair tied up in this ponytail means that I always have a handle Master can grab if he wants to. But that's not it. Just let me get real close to the webcam. Can you see it? And I'm not talking about how I'm shoving my ass into the camera. That's right. It's a tattoo. But read what it says. Can you believe it? I've got your dad's initials tattooed on my ass cheek. Master wanted it to say property of Master, but he didn't want the tattoo artist to get suspicious. So I came up with this instead. The tag on my collar is going to say property of Master, but that's still in the mail. Oh, did you notice? His tapes did such a good job of getting me to think of him as my master that every time I say his name in my head, it comes out of my mouth as Master. You probably already pieced this together, but those tapes were not for sleep aid and workout focus. They were brainwashing tapes. I knew something was going on with them. But by the time I figured it out, Master had enough hold over me that I couldn't escape. Thank goodness Master caught me before I could send that SOS tape. Or you might actually have been able to save me. Master says that he's going to send it, so you can know how close I was to escaping now that it's too late. But I'm here to tell you what happened after. After I tried to call you for help, Master decided it was time to finish my brainwashing. He took me to his bedroom, literally tore my bikini off, tied me to a chair, and put these high-quality noise-canceling headphones on me. They were so good that I couldn't hear anything except Master's brainwashing tapes until he came and took them off 2 days later. Master says I was probably done after a day or so,
but he left them on a bit longer, just to be safe. And once he was done, do you know how he tested my brainwashing? He made me drop my wedding ring down the garbage disposal. And I did it! Master was so happy, he fucked me right there over the kitchen sink. Okay, that's the outfit, the tattoo, the tapes. What was the last thing? Oh, that's right. Master said you should start looking for a place to stay when you get back. He sold this house and bought another one. Master is gonna take me far away from here. Somewhere where you'll never find me. He wouldn't tell me where. Just in case any part of the old me tried to tell you where we were going so that you could come and save me. Master! Oh, Master! I love the way that you just walk up and grab my tits like that. I know you don't need any permission, but please grope and squeeze them as much as you like. It'll be a great way to really drive home how I belong to you now, and not your son. See, honey? Ooh, your father is using your wife's tits for his own pleasure. And you can't do anything about it. Yes, Master. I told him everything you told me to tell him. All right, honey. I gotta go. It's almost kickoff, and Master loves it when I tit-fuck him while he watches the game. See you. Well, I guess I'm never seeing you again. Sorry about that, honey. Goodbye!